Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast episode, hashtag I'm over it. If you're watching via YouTube, hey guys, subscribe not only to my YouTube channel, but subscribe to this podcast, because I'm coming at you with just not only different types of conversations, but also giving you quick updates on hot topics as well. And I think that is amazing. And I probably will plan to get some guests on the show as well. I feel like I need to do that for the podcast. I just don't have the time to do so, but I will find the time most definitely. But guys, just subscribe to the podcast. It's on Apple, it's on the Acast app, it's on Spotify. I'm coming at you with quick 5 to 20 minute related episodes, so you can listen to it if you're at the gym, you're driving somewhere, if you're just lounging around at home, wherever you guys are. Now, we got a lot to get into when it comes to this. We definitely do some interesting topics, you know, related to pop culture and all of that stuff, and important discussions. But we got to get into this new Love Island show, because I don't know what's going on. And I don't know what they're trying to do, but there's a whole new Love Island situation now that is coming upon us in January, which is a replacement for Love Island Winter, and which is a replacement for Survival of the Fittest, a replacement for Big Brother, because theoretically speaking, there isn't a major reality show in the UK that is booming in the winter slot. There isn't. And they tried to do a Love Island Winter. That was an absolute mess. It wasn't even a mess because, I get it. You know, seasons, you know, can induce ratings and, you know, reduce them. Like in summer, you know, the ratings are high. Everybody loves to watch Love Island, for an example. But then we also have like a season like winter where they don't. That isn't a...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
is a factor. You have to, you know, consider that. But at the end of the day, I don't think it was just that. I feel like 90% of the casting for Love Island Winter was absolutely pathetic. And I also feel like it just wasn't good when it came to the drama. It was more of a wholesome season. Great, cool, add that wholesomeness, but we need that balance of good drama, just good organic narratives. And we didn't get that. And it just kind of irritated me, to be honest with you. It genuinely did, and it irritated a lot of people. But we have a new show now. Let's just get into it. This show is called The Cabins, guys. Okay, but now it comes after ITV bosses, sorry, have confirmed that the summer 2020 series of Love Island wouldn't air due to the pandemic. But now lockdown restrictions have eased slightly, it appears show executives are determined to film another series. However, the rumored new show is said to have a huge twist to the original version, which is based in a sunny villa in Mallorca. The new winter version will be filmed in the cabins, it's claimed, where singletons will ditch technology to be hitched up together in the middle of the UK. Interesting. Interesting indeed. Listen, guys, if you lot are listening on my YouTube channel, this is only a trailer for you guys. The full episode is in the link below. Don't be a pagan, guys. Don't be a clown. Appreciate it. Subscribe. And just please, I would really appreciate it. Set away from the distractions of modern life, two singletons will have to spend time together and properly get to know each other without a profile on a dating app. After 24 hours together, they'll be able to decide whether they stay together for a bit longer or move on to someone new. The source revealed that if the singletons remain as a couple for up to 4 days, then they will give other singles the chance to enter the cabin in a major shake-up. It gives the new group of singletons the chance to potentially meet their Mr. or Mrs. Right. Is my podcast recording? Yeah, it is, because the way I'm talking and nothing's recording, that's just long. According to the source, filming will start in the next few months and the show is casting now, ready to air in the new year. The brand new spin-off show will fill the gap left by Winter Love Island, where Paige and Finn won and stole the nation's hearts. Nobody's hearts were stolen, but okay. Kevin Ligo's director of television at ITV said, "We have tried every way to make Love Island this summer, but logically it's just not possible to produce it in a way that safeguards the well-being of everyone involved, and that for us is the priority. The way I'm seeing Love Island USA being commissioned, and they're the worst hit country with COVID, I feel like there could have been a way to do it, but I also understand that they couldn't. We are very sorry for fans of the show, but making it safely is our prime concern, and Love Island will be back stronger than ever in 2021 I don't know if Love Island will be as strong when it comes back. I don't know that. I think it's right now at risk, and we just simply don't know if it's going to work or not. I just don't know. But let me read over this recap for Love Island, because I'm already confused about what the hell they're trying to do, man. After 24 hours together, they will be able to decide whether they stay together for a bit longer or move on to someone new. The source revealed it gives that if the singletons remain as a couple for up to 4 days, then they will give other singles a chance to enter the cabin in a major shakeup. So if they like each other for 24 hours, they continue on together for 4 days, more people can come in, probably stir it up and cause some drama. It's an interesting construct. Do I think it will bang and blow? I honestly don't think it will. This is not me being a pessimistic, this is me being a realist. I just don't see it. I just don't really see it working. Again, they have to get the casting right. Because if you're getting people like Paige and Finn to be winning the show and stuff like this, it's going to be dead from the beginning. No shade, no tea to Paige and Finn. I just don't see it for them. I just don't. And there's just no likability. Not really likability. There's no real major appeal about them, to be honest with you. And I just hope that this new Love Island show, whatever they're trying to call it, The Cabins, provides something better. Because providing a sign and everything for Love Island Winter, we didn't want to see that. And all of us were complaining. And we spoke about cabins. Even I mentioned that. And now they're doing a whole cabin situation. So what are your thoughts when it comes to this? I don't know. I really don't know. Love Island USA, let's move on to that. Now, I know a lot of you guys have been, you know, tagging me and stuff and showing me stuff. I'm not going to get into it until it airs on ITV here so that we can all watch together from the UK. But from what I'm seeing is it's pretty bad news for the show because they are hitting a massive new low rating. The first two episodes have debuted far less than the initial season, which was apparently this season has started off quite strong from what I'm hearing. But if it's getting lower ratings, then it's not really good news for the show. And I don't see it working, to be honest with you. And with them in lockdown, especially in the US, you would think it would do great. But the fact that it isn't is embarrassing and shameful. So we'll just see the future of Love Island USA. But if this is the news right now, I don't really see Love Island USA returning, to be honest with you. I just don't see it for Love Island USA. So we'll just see what happens when it comes to that show. But there's also Love Island reunion coming in a month, which I'm excited about. I saw Anna's story and she's filming with Anton. We have other couples as well filming. So we'll see what they're doing. They're filming from home. Maybe it's like a catch up to find out what they're doing now. But I would like, I don't want it to, hold on. I'm now going to be really pissed off. Do you understand? Hold on. I'm going to be really, really pissed off because I've just thought about what they might do. And if they try to pull this damn card, I'm going to be so irritated. If this Love Island reunion situation that they're trying to do for next month, if it's all on Zoom. Oh my God, the way I had to just get up and just leave. If it's all on Zoom and they're doing up Zoom and these times the quality is dead and they're just doing up FaceTimes and like someone throws some dead joke about, you know, Gregory or something. Listen, if something like this comes my way, it is going to be the deadest thing ever. It's probably going to be deader than Chris or Curtis. Or, I keep forgetting his name. The Curtis and Tommy show. That was so dead. I just feel like it better not be something like this. Please, Love Island producers, don't be giving us some Zoom reunion situation where they're all just saying hi and bye and what they're doing in their lives and if they're dating somebody. Nobody cares about that, to be honest with you. We don't really care. So hopefully it doesn't go along those lines and they do it well, because I just feel like they just don't know what to do anymore. I feel like they've lost their mojo. Like, I'm so angry with Love Island. You lot are pissing me off, man. These producers are really just, your summer 2019 was the best thing ever. How can you go from that to just deadness after deadness after deadness? Yes, I understand Corona has put, you know, it's messed things up. I get it. Love Island Winter was clapped. Then again, this reunion situation, which I feel like might be clapped as well. The Mora show, ain't nobody checking for it. The Curtis and Tommy stuff was clapped as well. What are you guys doing? It's like you guys don't know what you're doing sometimes, and it really just irks me so much. It's just, how can you be so dumb sometimes? I don't get it, but it really just irritates me. And I just feel like this cabin nonsense is going to be stupid as well. And then Love Island 2021 apparently now is going to be set in the UK. It's not going to be set in Mallorca. I understand that. But again, listen, if they're casting like Love Island Winter casting, I just don't really see it for Love Island anymore. I just don't see it. So hopefully they really can make something of this reunion. This reunion stuff has to be good. It just has to be. So we'll see what they do. But I wanted that to be the first part of the podcast to really give you guys updates on everything Love Island related when it comes to the structure and format and the future of the show and what they're trying to bring to us. We'll just see how Love Island USA does when it comes to ITV. They aired the Australian season. I don't think it did amazingly well, but it did okay. But the USA season, it might be okay because it's a new season. We haven't seen it. But again, I'm irritated that it is airing a week after it already being seen in the US. Why can't it air a day after? Like, I don't understand that. That already irritates me from the jump again. Maybe it's to do some kind of commissions or rights. Okay, cool. If that is a reason, totally fine. But at the end of the day, it's just jarring me. Like, the fact that it's a week after, but it is what it is. So we'll see if everybody tunes into it. We will see, guys. But I want to get into this whole influencer-related stuff that we kind of need to get into, these black squares that everybody be doing, and that I just feel I'm not really here for it, guys. Where are all these influencers? These influencers that were putting up black squares that were saying, oh, we see you, we hear you, we're listening. Well, you lot must be deaf, dumb, and blind right now. You lot must be deaf, dumb, and blind right now. As we say in Arabic, summun bukmun umyun, deaf, dumb, and blind. That is what you guys must be, because there's so much going on right now, but where are all of you? I know so many of these influencers must have just put this black square and put their phone down and sighed and were like, you know what? We've done a lot of activism today. That was a lot for us.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm good. Let me greet my brunch. Let me go to this motive, this thing. People just forgot about it so quickly and they thought that they had to do it. They were compelled to do it. And that is the issue. The fact that you came to realization that if you don't do something, you're going to be scrutinized. Like, it's just so fake performative crap. It has to be genuine. It has to be more than just a black square. It has to be a service. You have to move, create actions, do something. Do you know what I mean? So many protests are going on here, you know, buy goods, buy water, buy food that you can hand out to people. Not only promote these links, but donate to them. Use your money to donate and show your followings that you have donated so that you can move people to do so. Like, I don't understand, man. I just find it to be a worrying situation within itself. We have this whole stuff going on with Kenosha. I spoke about it on my channel and I wanted to get things off my chest. But I didn't really dive deep into these whole influencer stuff. Like, where are all of you at? Pull the F up. Pull up, please. Speak up. Please. Say something. Please. Like, where are you guys at? Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. From the Breonna Taylor stuff to be turned into a major meme that people just recycled and used that didn't really do much, to be honest with you. It really downplayed and watered down the value, not really the importance, yes, but the value of a human being, I feel like was watered down and recycled as some kind of meme. And then we have stuff with this Jacob Blake and what's going on in Kenosha, and then we have this 17-year-old boy holding some AR rifle running around, and so many people thought it was a game. They thought it was to do with, some people apparently were tweeting that they heard people saying that this felt like Fortnite, like this is a game to some people because this is an option for you. And that is where it comes down to when it comes to this black square stuff. It is an option for people. Yes, I understand you're trying to raise awareness and that is the way you feel that you probably could, but as I said, if you know you can do more as an individual, as a person, why are you not doing it? Now, we damn well know putting up a black square, you can do more than that, but you chose not to. And that is where the issue is. People choose not to because it doesn't affect them. That is where the issue is. There's not enough empathy for people, not sympathy, but empathy for people. And that is where the issue is. And I feel like people just don't talk enough about serious situations like this. And Jacob Blake is paralyzed now from the waist down. His kids are in therapy because they've been traumatized massively. And we have this kid who was now finally arrested. Man said the police thanked this kid and hydrated him and gave him some water. There is a deep, deep, deep systemic racist problem, not only in several places in the world, but especially America as well. And we have, like, let's just deep this for a minute. We have random people holding guns, some kind of anonymous militia of people who are holding guns, who are helping the police, who are just there helping them, shooting protesters down. Like, what the hell's going on? And when it's these alt-right rallies and stuff, we don't see such harsh responses from the police. We don't. But we see people here getting these anonymous young recruits with AR rifles. And he only didn't just injure people. You know, he killed people as well. And he only now has been arrested for murder. And he, like, but my man, flipping Jacob Blake, didn't even do anything. He was trying to stop a fight between two people and he got shot 8 times. But this 17-year-old white boy can shoot around people and didn't even get arrested at first and got thanked. Do we not see the differentiation of what is going on here? Do we not see the treatment of different people here? Like, I don't understand. Like, it doesn't trigger people or bother people in a way. And it's sad. Like, it's just tremendously sad and it's just so shocking that people really aren't speaking up about it. They have these platforms and they don't. And when I say influencers, I don't specifically mean black influencers, because I feel like that notion of telling a demographic of people to speak up about situations that largely affect them more than anybody else is complete nonsense and ignorance. Yes, everybody should speak up about injustice, but I do feel like other demographics of people that aren't largely or at all affected by what is going on should be speaking up more, because they have less baggage to deal with, less PTSD to deal with, less trauma to deal with when it comes to specifically this situation, because you aren't the ones actively being targeted. Therefore, you would ideally have more of a stronger mental capacity when it comes to talking about these topics. Not more of an understanding, but you'd have more of a capacity to talk about this, but they just have less of a willingness to do so. It's just people just don't care unless it affects them. I've said this so many times. I've actually said this so many times, but people just, I don't want your sympathy. I want your empathy. Feel for me in this situation. And that is what I try to do. Feel for that person. Imagine if you were in that position where you got shot 7-8 times trying to stop a fire because of the color of your skin, because we damn well know that wouldn't happen if Jacob Blake was white. Don't even get it twisted. It definitely would have happened. If this 17-year-old boy can be doing up, shooting up people and nothing really happened to him and he's been thanked and hydrated, what makes you think Jacob Blake, it wouldn't happen to him if he was a white man or a white girl? Like, let's be real right now. America is built for white women and white men, especially white men, because of obviously misogyny that affects women, but especially white men. And people are just so tone deaf to it. And I find it interesting because I know people, especially people who are so, they're so intuitive and educated when it comes to gender discrimination and gender bias and how men do, you know, X, Y, Z, and ladies, they go through this misogyny and stuff like this, which is so true. And I completely agree with it. But these people, they're so like aloof, and they're so like, they don't understand the idea of race discrimination. Misogynoir, like for brown black people, especially black people, they don't understand all this, but they're there front row seat for gender discrimination and what ladies go through. But it's as if they turn a blind eye. They just don't understand when it comes to race stuff. They don't put that into a factor of situations. They don't do that. And I find that to be so interesting, because it not only makes you incredibly tone deaf as a person, but it's just a lack of education. Are you really that educated? Or is it all just a front that you feel like you are, but you're actually really not? But like, yes, we all need to learn. We all can gain knowledge. But I've had these conversations with people where they're so quick to say, you know, ladies, women, they go through this and this is that. Then I see them comparing white women to black women and stuff like this. And it's like, you can never really compare the two. If you're so quick to not compare men to women, why are you so quick to compare different shades of women together as if they're all on the same plate? They don't understand that. I've had conversations with people and they don't mean bad, but it's just the ignorance and the tone deafness is very interesting. It's very interesting. And it's just such a good conversation to have for people. It genuinely is. But I've gone off on a tangent, but I really wanted to make this second part of the podcast just to be about these influencers who were doing up black squares everywhere because they thought it was the right thing to do. It just shows how simplified their minds are, which is a reflection of how easy their life may have been, or just how ignorant that they just naturally are. They probably don't mean to be ignorant, but that's just how they see the world based on their own experiences. And it's just sad. It honestly is shocking. I also want to talk about the Christchurch massacre that took place, and we had all those people who spoke to the guy in the courts, and these videos were going viral all over. And there was this one guy who really was like, you killed my dad, and he put his finger up like F you and everything like this and stuff like that. And you know, I'm glad. And he was like, I don't forgive you. Listen, forgiveness, I feel like it's something that is so oversaturated. Like, if somebody has hurt you, taken someone from you, you're not obliged to now forgive them. You can forgive them for yourself and move on, because forgiveness and recommunication are not, you know, two of the same entities. You can forgive someone for yourself, and if you, you know, it's something that should be done. But if you don't want to forgive somebody for how much they've hurt you, that is also okay. For example, when this wasteman terrorist took his life, and he was like, I don't forgive you, you're a nasty weak person, and he put his finger up. He didn't show him grace. Why should I show you grace after you took my dad? Are you mad? Are you actually mad, or are you actually mad? Which one is it? I don't need to show you that grace. I'm going to show you madness. I'm going to say you're a waste man and you're a dickhead, because that is exactly what you are. I'm going to put my fingers up and I'm going to go. I'm not going to sit there and say, I forgive you for my dad. No, you took my dad's life for no reason. So grace is not something that is warranted. It's not, grace is not always owed to people. You don't owe somebody grace because of what they've done to you. You don't, like, I feel like there is this kind of fetish when it comes to forgiveness and when it comes to people forgiving people. Yes, you can forgive someone for yourself and it's great to do that, but also if you don't want to forgive somebody for how much they've hurt you, that is also okay. You don't have to hurt them back because that can be a waste of your time and put you in a predicament that may not be good or safe for you physically or mentally or financially. But at the same time, you can also say, I don't forgive you. Goodbye. Close the door. I don't forgive you. You're a waste man. Goodbye. The door is closed. And I just thought, you know, it's interesting. Interesting. I wanted to get that into it because I thought about that. I saw tweets about it and it made me think. Anyways, guys, let me know your thoughts on when it comes to this podcast episode, this whole Love Island nonsense and this new Love Island show, talking about these influencers that put this black square stuff. And I really wanted to put in this whole Christchurch massacre that took place where people, so many Muslim lives got taken in that mosque and it was absolutely disgusting. Just vile. Please do subscribe to the podcast. I would appreciate it, guys. I'm coming at you with daily content on YouTube and I'm trying to come at you with at least 3 episodes a week on my podcast. Tremendously working hard. It's 1 a.m. in the morning right now. I'd appreciate it, guys. I really would. I'm going to get into the Housewives because I feel like I love the Housewives, especially Beverly Hills and Atlanta, and I want to get into that. So I'm going to try to get that into the podcast in future weeks. Subscribe, guys, and I'll catch you guys soon for another video. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag #I'mOverIt, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.